Despite a petition from nearby Whittier neighbors and downtown businesses, City Council upheld a planning board decision for a youth homeless shelter operated by Attention Homes to be built at 14th and Pine Streets. The site is currently a surface parking lot owned by the First United Methodist Church. John Spitzer has been a vocal opponent of the project, saying the building is too big and the 40 housing units are too expensive.
I submitted to the record a petition from 100 businesses that were opposed to this project. And these are businesses on the downtown mall, not throughout Boulder. There are probably many more throughout the city of Boulder. And what we're particularly concerned about is that I believe in helping homeless youth, particularly homeless youth in Boulder. Tom Carr, the city attorney, said tonight that if there are 1,000 applications for this project nationwide and 10 from Boulder, they're going to have to look at a proportionate number nationwide. So there might be few, if any, people actually from Boulder in this project, in these very expensive units. Each unit, by the way, is going to cost approximately $350,000 to build, and there are many families in Boulder that cannot afford a condo or a home of that price.
The facility will serve chronically homeless between the ages of 18 and 24. It will also house an on-site cafe and Attention Home offices. Opponents say the project could make Whittier residents less safe because clients may have mental health and substance abuse problems, but others want to give it a chance.
My name is Ann Tapp. I'm the executive director at Safe House Progressive Alliance for Nonviolence. These are children and youth in our community, and we owe them housing and support. I mean, it would be hard to find a better partnership between faith communities, businesses, nonprofits, and developers. And they've been willing to work with neighbors, and I think they're good stewards, and I'm excited for the project to move forward.
So all the folks who have been here from the neighborhood just really still adamantly against this. What do you say to them?
I say be patient. Let's work together. I understand people's fears. I mean, I'd agree with them. But these will be youth that are their neighbors, and let's not demonize them before they even arrive.
Councilmember Lisa Morzell attempted to call up the project for more review, but couldn't get a second for her motion. Morzell said she supports Attention Homes, but argued that the 30,000-square-foot building with 40 units was already decided before neighbors ever had a chance to weigh in. Morzell also said the major comprehensive plan variances were only allowed because Attention Homes was doing the asking, and she called the decision a failed process. Speaker Ira Barron agreed.
So I agree with Lisa completely that this is a flawed process. I'm on record in supporting a transition housing on that property. I have said that to planning board. I'm on record of supporting that. But what I don't want is an abusive process. I don't want $3.5 million going to an out-of-state developer. And I want this to be done in a way that uses our taxpayer dollars wisely. This is a total ripoff to us. It's not the project I'm complaining about. It's how much we're spending for it. We have a process in Boulder that favors lobbyists, that favors developers, and that undermines the ability of individual homeowners to get things through. And we make this thing very complicated. We add a lot of rules, and then we waive rules to people who lobby effectively. That's the wrong way to go about things.
For KGNU, I'm Roz Brown.